After that, the Marines are able to capture the airfield. They secure it and enlarge the runway for the first planes of the airborne Marines, called the Black Sheep Squadron. This airfield becomes the target of incessant shelling by the Japanese. At night, their cruisers glide up and down the coast and pound the bases with such regularity that the Marines call it the Tokyo Express. A naval battle is engaged to prevent reinforcements from landing. A Japanese elite regiment gets through. These Japanese Marines are fearsome warriors, but they go off to war without any defense against tropical diseases. Malaria will kill many of them. Others will sacrifice themselves in keeping with the Bushido tradition. Their commander, Colonel Ichiki, reminds them of the samurai motto: duty is heavy like a mountain, but a soldier's death is light like a feather. The battle for Guadalcanal is only just beginning. The fighting will last 6 months. A war of attrition. The US Marines feel that they are trapped in what they call a green hell. They too are ill. Their wounds become infected. But this is only just the beginning of their ordeal. At that moment, the Red Army is going through its own ordeal. The Russians call it the Black Summer of 1942. The Germans have resumed their march eastwards and are taking prisoners again. Less than the previous year, however, because most of the time the Soviets have already taken off and left nothing but scorched earth behind them. Hitler thinks they are fleeing, but it is in fact an order from Stalin. Yet for the Lancers, the soldiers of the Wehrmacht, a fierce battle has to be waged for every single town. Major Hoch of the 18th Infantry Regiment writes, "The new recruits are not used to this kind of fighting. They soon get depressed, go crazy, and are struck down. On the 8th of August, we lost 35 young men like this, out of the 50 who were killed in the 6th Company.